And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That will be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, coming into the last section of the show, before I go any further, I got to tell you, so I'm pretty impressed with the ELM Foundation. That's E-L-M, E-L-M Foundation. It stands for Expect Little Miracles. You can check out their website. That's ELM HSV, because they're based in Huntsville, elmhsv.org. This is a 501c3 that is changing people's lives. They don't just get out there like the government does and throw money and hope it all sticks. No, they're out there literally walking people through the processes of getting back to being a productive member of society, helping them find a way to, you know, get certifications and job training, providing them with accountability, you know, keeping them on track so that they know that they're walking in the right direction. And this is, by the way, one of the cool things about ELM Foundation being a 501c3, they raise money for all their programs, but their actual administrative costs, those are covered by a benefactor. So basically, their staff is already paid. When you donate, you're donating straight to programs that literally are helping people. Check them out. It's ELM Foundation at elmhsv.org. Liking it. Hey, Boomer, just so you know, Kathy from Madison just texted in.
Oh, yeah?
She said, if I had to pick between you, Dale, or Jeff, I'd pick you to run for VP, Phil. Thank you, Kathy.
Look, good job, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate you. All right, let me switch gears. Last part of the show here, the Soros connection. This is an enigma to me. And I'll tell you what's happened. It's hard to flip a legislature because you may have to, you know, get involved in multiple races, right? And spend a lot of money to make that kind of impact. Or for that matter, it's hard to flip a big time statewide seat like a governor or a U.S. senator. And even then, have you really gotten what your agenda is? In this case, though, what they have found is, as George Soros has discovered, is he can make a major dent by going for one race, one person, district attorney. And Soros-backed district attorneys are everywhere now, everywhere. So, story on 1819 that came out last year, just to remind you, we're not immune to this here in Alabama. Matt Clark, my friend from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, he wrote a piece that came out last year on 1819, and he pointed out that here we were, the Supreme Court finally overturned Roe v. Wade. Remember that? Alabama already had a law in place that we passed in 2019 called the Human Life Protection Act, one of the strongest pieces of pro-life legislation in the nation, made it a Class A felony if any physician killed an unborn child. And oh, by the way, once Roe v. Wade was overturned, that law went into effect. So yeah, that's Alabama's law. Except that the Jefferson County District Attorney, Danny Carr, he signed on to a letter by a George Soros-backed organization literally saying, I will not enforce Alabama's laws on this. And he's not pretending. He's actually signed on to a letter by an organization sponsored by George Soros and joined 80 other district attorneys around the nation saying they would not enforce their own state laws. So what's the deal here, man? Well, these DAs are everywhere now. George Soros spent $40 million, $40 million of his own dollars getting radicals elected to district attorney positions so they won't enforce crime, so they won't enforce the criminal laws or prosecute crime. I got a piece here. This one came out of Nueces County, Texas. Nueces County, Texas, there's actually a lawsuit right now trying to have a district attorney there removed from office. And, oh, by the way, they just won a small victory. The district attorney was refusing to comply, claiming it was a frivolous lawsuit, and Judge David Peoples issued a citation ordering him to appear. Oh, really? Oh, yes. Here's the thing. This guy has been publicly part of a group called Fair and Just Prosecution, which is an outfit supported by George Soros' Tides Foundation. They're dedicated to destroying the justice system by refusing to prosecute crimes. This guy in Nueces County, it's the only case, it's the only county in Texas since he took office. It's the only county in Texas where the number of cases dismissed by the prosecution outnumbered the number of cases that were actually disposed of. Not tried, disposed of. In other words, he dismissed claims. He didn't lose at trial, some of them. He just dismissed them outright and then didn't even get the rest of them pursued. It's unreal what he's been doing. And they're trying to get rid of him. He's a Soros-backed DA. But let me tell you about a few others. This is the kind of thing we have to watch for. Big money coming in with an activist mentality. Piece from the New York Post, dated just about 45 days ago. It says, George Soros is the most dangerous man in America. The investor is intent on remaking the country in his own liberal image. And the article goes on to talk about how this 90... By the way, if you've seen George Soros lately, he's 92 years old. He looks like Weekend at Bernie's. I mean, I was trying to figure out how he still... Is this a Walking Dead episode? What am I seeing here? So George Soros-backed progressive prosecutors are everywhere now. 75 prosecutors nationwide have been elected with George Soros money backing them. And not a little bit of money, a lot. $40 million worth were put into the project. Soros-backed DAs now represent at least one-fifth of all Americans. Can you imagine? One-fifth of Americans, 20%, now are subject to the laws or the lack of prosecution in an area in which a Soros-backed DA has been elected. This is not like a onesie and twosie. This is a 75 of them nationwide, key locations. Here's some examples. Soros dumped $659,000 into the Loudoun County, Virginia district attorney race. The person's name that he helped get elected is Bibaraj, Bhutta Bibaraj. Of 735 cases brought to her office, she dismissed 491 of them and only brought 8% to trial. 8% of the 491 that she kept. That's an amazing statistic. How about this one? In Portland, back with $320,000 from George Soros, Portland DA Mike Schmidt, 10 days after he took office, he announced he would not prosecute rioters from the George Floyd riots in 2020. In fact, he even defended them. He said that even though rioting is a felony, he would not prosecute those cases. How about this one? Philadelphia. With nearly $1.5 million from Soros, Philadelphia's DA Larry Krasner, he dropped charges on more than 60% of shooting cases and 37% of illegal firearms cases in the 2 years after taking office. Since then, by the way, you might imagine shootings and homicides have spiked. Yeah. And he's also prosecuted the lowest number of felony cases in that office in over 30 years. Unbelievable. Well, let's not stop there. How about Soros spent $275,000 backing the Contra Costa County, California DA Diana Becton, who was selected by a board of supervisors to serve the rest of the term of her predecessor. And oh, by the way, is a miserable failure doing much the same as what I talked about. How about this one? Orlando. Soros backed Aramis Ayala to become the Orlando state attorney. $1.4 million in her campaign. Oh, really? Yeah. And she has sought to punish criminals like, kindergartners by giving them adult timeouts and making them watch an educational video about how to resist doing crimes instead of just actually treating them like a criminal and prosecuting them accordingly. Well, Soros stuff is everywhere, y'all. And why is that? Because he knows that if he can distress the efforts to make this nation of laws into a nation of non-laws, that it disrupts the nation in general. When crime runs rampant, when people are not being held accountable, when district attorneys won't prosecute crimes, but they go after the innocents, when victims become more of the victimized because the victimizers are not held accountable, civil order begins to break down. And that's what Soros knows. There's no other way to look at this. He's not trying, well, I'm just trying to find the soft spot. I'm trying to help people. Get them back on. No, you're not. No, you're not at all. Not by a stretch. What he's trying to do is destroy our country from within. And we've got to start paying attention to who we vote into office. Stop even looking at their party affiliation. Start looking at who they are and who backs them. Soros, good Lord, you see somebody running with his money, turn and go the opposite direction. All right, before we go to the break, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, man, they have been kicking it. ZLA Solutions, I was talking to them just this morning. ZLA Solutions, they do all kinds of things to help businesses make their lives better. That's their motto. We don't make it, we make it better. But their real bread and butter is staffing. They can still do it for you. Temp, direct hire, does not matter. They can get you all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing done, get you an entire shift of people or just the onesies and twosies with special knit skills. Check them out, ZLA Solutions, their website, ZLAUSA.com. And by the way, when you talk to them, please tell them you heard that on Right Side Radio. All right, folks, we're taking a break. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative, and my voice is cracking like finally I'm hitting puberty. I got to get rid of this head cold, dude.
Where'd you get that? Come on, Phil.
I blame it entirely upon you. Entirely.
I'm in here. I'm fine. This is great.
Oh my gosh, sucking down cough drops in the breaks and drinking water and wow,
oh, man.
Okay, at least I didn't get overly medicated and come in here and say silly things. That would have been awful.
It's true.
Hey, Just Love Coffee Cafe. That's not a silly thing. That's legit. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Let me just suggest this to you. Going to work tomorrow, if you're one of those who, like me, too often eat your breakfast in the car on the way to the office, maybe, just maybe, it's time to give yourself a special morning. Maybe, just maybe, Just Love Coffee Cafe will be there for you. Yeah, with a breakfast menu that is like blowing anything else in town away. So let me just suggest to you, you might go in and get the bacon tater, a hash brown waffle. Yes, a hash brown waffle with cheddar cheese and bacon, sprinkled with black pepper, served with a side of sour cream or ketchup. Or maybe you'll get the giant omelet. Made with eggs, sauces, cheddar cheese, onions, peppers, tomatoes, tater tots, sprinkled with black pepper. Tater tots in an omelet? That's genius, by the way. I love tater tots and I love omelets. All that to say, they got that. They got dippers, sausage or chicken wrapped in a waffled biscuit served with your choice of sausage, gravy, syrup, or mustard. Listen, I'm just saying this. Heading in the morning, give yourself a few extra minutes. Go by and enjoy Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road out yonder in Madison towards City Hall, and South Parkway in Huntsville, down yonder by Whole Foods. And tell them, by the way, when you're checking out, tell them you heard about that on Right Side Radio. All right, hey, listen, moving through the final stages of the show here, I will say I just got a text a moment ago. George Soros affecting the state Supreme Court in Wisconsin. Wow, John from Lexington, South Carolina just sent this to me. A link to a story. Yeah, George Soros, let me go to it real quick. George Soros, rich leftists outraise conservatives for a critical Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Oh, my. So how much did they put into it so far? Wow. Am I saying this right? Liberals have thrown money at Milwaukee Circuit Court Judge Janet Pratasiewicz or something like that, while conservatives ignore former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly. She got $12.4 million. Kelly only raised $2.2 million. So how much of that came from Soros, I wonder. But nonetheless, that's what we're talking about. They're trying to change the legal system. And if they can do that, if they can make it a non-legal system, so to speak, what are your options at that point? Mike from Huntsville, he texted in. Oh, he texted in to I didn't know this. Mike from Huntsville just texted in about Just Love Coffee. He says, don't forget about their gluten-free brownies and Rice Krispie treats. Okay, there you go.
See, he goes.
I tell you.
There you go, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, I'm channeling my inner Reagan going down the road in jelly beans. Okay. Okay. Yeah, you know what? I don't know if this is not Boomer. This is probably before your time, obviously. But, yeah, Ronald Reagan was a big fan of, I think he's a big fan of actual Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Really?
Had a jar of them on his desk in the White House.
Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Jelly Belly jelly beans. You ever had the root beer flavored Jelly Bellies?
I like the root beer flavor, and I'm gonna say you may make fun of, I like the Starburst flavor as well.
Starburst flavor.
Yes, Jelly Bellies.
Well, Starburst has multiple flavors though. So which one? Which Ooh, yellow?
I don't know.
Red?
They all come in all the Starburst.
Why do I know this? I don't know why I know this.
I don't know
because I have grandkids.
That's you have grandkids.
It's not because I eat them.
Of course.
No.
Blame. You have grandkids.
Give me a break. Grandbabies. Grandbabies. Just a minute ago during the show, by the way, I got a text from my daughter-in-law with a picture or a little video of my grandbaby girl and her one-year-old smash cake.
Oh.
Smash cakes. I didn't know a smash cake existed. It's like a separate little cake just for the first birthday person. Little birthday dudette.
I figured that out on little dude. Like, when he turned one, I was like, wait, what is that? Why do we have a separate cake?
So they can smash it. That's good stuff. Brian from Huntsville has texted in and said Ronnie went to Jelly Bellies when he quit smoking. So he says that Ronald Reagan picked up Jelly Bellies as his new habit when he quit smoking. Okay, reasonable.
Yeah.
I like it. Jeff from Indiana says popcorn Jelly Bellies are his favorite. Popcorn Jelly Bellies.
Popcorn.
So just get you some popcorn, Jeff.
Course, take some popcorn.
Of course, they get stuck in your teeth.
The curls, yeah.
Can't do that. Okay, well, nonetheless. Hey, by the way, the George Soros thing a minute ago, no kidding. If you think it's bad right now, I'm going back to my topic, by the way. If you think it's bad right now, think about this. 20% of the population of the United States is subject to a prosecutor who was helped in his or her election by George Soros. Meaning, justice may not be on your side if you're a conservative. Meaning, justice may not be on your side if you're a victim. And what we're looking at right now, the story on 1819 News, and that's not even a Soros-backed DA's office, but right now, this dude who shot the police officers yesterday was out on bond despite having multiple violent offenses, and here he is walking the streets and shooting at our police officers. But that kind of anarchy is happening everywhere right now, and it's blurring the lines on civil and uncivil order. And if we are going to be a nation of laws, the DA's job, you know, you have one job. The DA's job is to enforce the laws. And granted, DAs are allowed to triage a little bit. They're allowed to say, I can't prosecute this one, or I'm going to let that one plead down, or I don't see a good case here. I don't know if we can proceed. I get it. But the reality is this. If they are intentionally saying, I do not intend to enforce these laws, certain laws are just not going to do it. They need to get another job. But see, right now, they control the flow. And if you believe for a second that life will be better because low-level offenses were given a pass, or for that matter, high-level offenses were getting a pass, then you are just living in a disturbed little unicorn rainbows breezy day land. It's never going to be that we can be a nation of laws and not enforce those laws. You can't. If you don't enforce them, it's like the southern border. If you want to say you have a border, you have to actually enforce it. Well, the laws on the books about crime in our streets are the same way. If you don't enforce them, it's as if they don't exist. And the legislative branch put those laws in place. So the executive branch, which includes the administration of justice in the courts and in the DA's offices, have no choice by law except to prosecute the law. Keep your eyes open. This is the kind of thing that conservatives have to call out. Get involved with an organization that actually pushes back on this kind of stuff. All right, folks, take heart. A lot of things happening in the world, but I'm going to tell you right now, I have not lost hope because I know who this audience is and I know who my God is. Y'all stay tuned. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We'll see you then.